So week two brought us plenty of drama after a dramatic week one, so we're off and rolling in the college football season. Welcome back to BunSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn. I'm joined by the college football professor, where we break down college football each week here. We talk about it for about 15 minutes and give our takes on things as if anybody cares. But the football professor, it's good to have you back. And I think in week two, we saw four major matchups, and the outcomes were somewhat surprising. But I'm gonna start right off by asking you about the one that I think most people in the country cared about, and that was Ohio State and Oklahoma, a top five matchup, possibly even a playoff, you know, kind of preview game. We saw Oklahoma win that game very convincingly.
Yes, Jacob. As I said before, I thought Ohio State would win the game, but I said last week that Baker Mayfield is the kind of person can make a difference. He can put the team on his back, and he did just that. He's one of those players that's just a difference maker, and there are very few of those.
And I incorrectly said that Lincoln Riley's head coaching lack of experience would get the best of Oklahoma in that game, and of course that was incorrect. So I want to apologize to the coach there for doubting him. Another game in the Pac-12, not a lot of people talked about it or reflected on it, but USC, they took care of Stanford in a convincing way, 42-14.
Yes.
24, excuse me.
In fact, that surprised me.
Yeah.
I really thought that Stanford, I just felt like Stanford was going to be the team this year, but evidently not. Or Southern Cal may be that good. So I was a little bit surprised by it, but not shocked, of course, by any means.
20-19 was the score in South Bend, a game that a lot of people, college football historians, were looking forward to. Georgia traveling to Notre Dame. How big of a win was this for Kirby Smart and the Georgia program?
I think it was a big win. We might call it a psychological win. We might call it a program-building win. We might call it, you know, a lot of things. And I think it had more to do with the fact that it wasn't Notre Dame, you know, only won four games last year. And,
right.
And it wasn't that they such a big, team or anything. But it's just the fact the way Georgia did it. You know, their fans, I think about 25,000 fans went up there. They put a lot into it. It meant a lot to them. And so for that reason, I think it was a big win for them.
And I would say that I think, personally, that Georgia is now in position to take control of the SEC East. In fact, I think it would be a major disappointment and letdown to the people in Athens if they did not. You look at the offensive struggles Florida has had. I'm not impressed with what I saw with Tennessee in their opening game against Georgia Tech. South Carolina might be a team that could cause some trouble. Kentucky looks decent this year. Vanderbilt may be a threat at some point. But Georgia, I think, is the team that has the opportunity to do this. And I think going on the road to Notre Dame and getting that win, it's not an SEC win, but it did. It's going to propel them. Now, the question is, can they live up to expectations? How's Kirby Smart going to do as the favorite? That's going to be something to watch down the stretch. Let's move now to Clemson, South Carolina, where a game that was very defensive was played. Dabo Swinney's Clemson Tigers, they won the national championship. Everybody said that, well, they won't be as good this year, but their defense looked really good Saturday night.
Yes, it did, but I really think people are way, way, way overshooting this the impact of this game.
Just for Clemson?
No, I'm saying that Auburn is getting a lot of grief, mm-hmm, because of the outcome of the game, but I think we saw that Clemson is a very good team, and a very good team, you know, when you got really good teams and they win. And I just think it's being overhyped or underhyped, maybe. How do you say it for Auburn? That maybe they wasn't as bad as it looked because they played a team that just really had a great, great game.
Are you slow rolling Clemson a little bit? Are you saying that Clemson's not a national title contender?
No. I'm saying Clemson may be that good. Now, we'll see. We're talking about the first and second game of the year. But I'm saying that the fact that Clemson won the game, maybe Clemson should have won the game. Maybe they're that good, and it shouldn't be that much of a down thing.
A lot of people
Auburn.
Had Auburn pegged as the second team in the SEC this year. How do you see them now?
I don't see them much different. They're still Missouri's a show me state, isn't it?
Yes.
But Auburn's still a show me state, okay, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, a lot to prove there. What you're saying for Auburn,
but I don't think there should be. You ought to start throwing dirt on them because they lost to Clemson by 8 points, because Clemson might be that good. But we'll find out a lot about Clemson this week. They play Louisville.
That's a great transition. Let's move on to week three in college football, and we'll start right there. Clemson and Louisville, this game taking place in the Ville under the lights at 7 o'clock, ABC kickoff. Clemson, as we mentioned, great win on Saturday night, 14-6. But they got to turn right around and try to stop Lamar Jackson. And that front, they played well the other night, but they're going to have a lot more to contain this week, right?
I guess we'll find out. What do you think Baker Jackson can do in this game?
Baker Jackson.
Well, Baker Mayfield did it to Ohio State.
He did.
Can Lamar Jackson do it to Clemson?
And another factor in this game, Kelly Bryant is the quarterback for Clemson. He is a freshman. And going on the road, it's not an easy environment there in Louisville. It can get pretty rowdy at night. I think their offense may struggle too. And then Bobby Petrino's a veteran coach. He knows how to coach in big games. I think this is going to be tough for Clemson to win. I know we're not going to make a pick, but I would say that I would lean to Louisville.
I do as well. And you have to also think that even though Bryant had a great game against Auburn, but really, you know, they didn't win because of Bryant.
No.
They won because of that defense.
Right, defensive
and,
front.
And so in this game, him being a freshman, have very little playing, he can make some huge mistakes. So that's something to look for. And Lamar Jackson will, if he's up to snuff, there's no telling what he'll do.
About 12 years ago, Texas and USC faced off for the national championship, and now they're going to rematch. Well, it's been a long time, but they're going to play in the Coliseum this week. At number 4 USC, we mentioned they had a great win last week over Stanford. Texas has had a rough start to their season with a win over with a win last week and a loss to Maryland to begin the year. So, is there any shot that Texas could go to the West Coast and pull off an upset?
I don't see it, but that's what an upset's called.
It is.
Upset is when
a
team you don't think can win wins. So there were two ways of looking at this. If they were to beat Southern Cal, then that's going to derail Southern Cal.
Well, yeah.
But if Southern Cal beats them, think about this. Texas, you know, they were looking for a great year, will go into their conference play with two losses already.
They will go into it with two losses, and as you said, in the conference play, which means they don't have any conference blemishes, so they don't have to have any. They can start, I guess, from fresh. Tom Herman can say it's a new season. We're playing now for the Big 12 championship, and, you know, we'll see what happens after that. All right, so around the SEC this week, there are several games, as early in the season is very standard. There are several games that are kind of, what we say, dogs, and they're not really that impressive. They're low-caliber opponents, and I'm going to throw them out to you, and you just tell me if there's any thought that there could be a competitive game here, or that they have anything to worry about. We'll start with Louisiana Lafayette and Texas A&M, and I would be remiss if I didn't note that Texas A&M was tied late in the fourth quarter against Nichols last week.
I think Texas A&M will win the game easily.
Auburn has Mercer.
All right.
They're going to get everything healed this week?
No, Auburn has Mercer, and they won't take any mercy.
Okay, all right. Colorado State travels to Tuscaloosa to take on number 1 Alabama.
Well, I think Colorado State is a much better football team than what people might think they are. They are a good football team. Alabama should win the game with ease, but it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Well, and Colorado State, they did blow out Oregon State to begin the year, but they also lost by double digits, if I'm not mistaken, to Colorado. So up and down kind of start for them. Samford and Georgia.
Well,
any chance they're still experiencing some celebration from that Notre Dame win?
No. There won't be any case. The Bulldogs will lose in this one.
Okay, now we're going to transition to some Power 5 non-conference games in the SEC. Some of these I find interesting. We'll start, I don't really find this one interesting, but it's Purdue and Missouri. I mean, this is one battle to see who can not be the lowest in the Big Ten in the SEC.
Yeah, somebody's got one of those teams got to, don't they play for something like the Oaken Bucket or something?
Know.
This is going to be the broken bucket.
Yeah, it's well put. Mississippi Ole Miss at California, traveling to the West Coast. We haven't seen Ole Miss play a team that's decent so far this year. They've beaten the likes of Tennessee Martin, opened the season, and South Alabama. But they struggled in both of those games. Now, you don't read too much into those kind of games, but they struggled. They took them a long time to get established. So this is a Cal team that's 2-0.
That's
right. And we saw them beat North Carolina.
They beat North Carolina, which is a good team. I think it's going to be an offensive shootout here.
And then the final one, non-conference SEC game that's interesting, is number 18, Kansas State. They're traveling to Nashville to play Derek Mason's Vanderbilt Commodores team in a game that I find fascinating.
It is fascinating, and it has a lot of there's a lot of interest in it in a lot of different ways. I can't help but think, though, that Kansas State will win the game.
Okay. All right. Now, the final three games we're going to talk about here are three undefeated versus undefeated, SEC versus SEC games, and I think they mean a lot. I call these the prove-it three this week here as we go into week three. And week three, so these are three prove-it games, and we'll start in Columbia, South Carolina. South Carolina, it's hard. Think about the start they've had. They haven't played a cupcake. They beat North Carolina State to start, and then they went to Columbia, Missouri last week and blew them out pretty handily. So now South Carolina plays Kentucky. So we're talking about three really difficult games to begin the season for them. Can they make it 3-for-3 and get a win against Kentucky? And what does this game do for the winner?
I think it does a lot. This is one of those games. It's a really, really big game. Mm-hmm. They're not playing to be who's the elite team in the Southeastern Conference. But they're really playing to have a good season, and can't you imagine the kind of excitement there'll be if one of those teams is 3-0 after Saturday? They'll be in a lot better shape than Arkansas. I give Arkansas last week. That's my rotten egg game of the week. That's my rotten egg. I'm gonna give a rotten egg to somebody every week, and mine's to Arkansas in their game against TCU.
Not to get off on a tangent, Arkansas. I watched most of the fourth quarter of that game. That was embarrassing. Something Brett Bielema's got to get that thing turned around. They were out SEC'd at the Arkansas. TCU strangled them in the fourth quarter of that game. It was uncharacteristic. Shouldn't see that from an Arkansas football team. Number 23, Tennessee, travels to Gainesville. They are going to play this game in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. There was some question, but they're going to play it. Tennessee, Florida, both teams, well, they're undefeated. Florida's 0-1, excuse me. They're not undefeated, but they missed last week's game against Northern Colorado. Tennessee beat Georgia Tech and Indiana State, and here they are 2-0, but neither team looked very good in their opening game. So what does this game do for the winner, and what does it do for the loser?
Well, it's going to be a real downward thing for the loser. But this game, we just don't have enough information to know. But it's a very important game.
Yeah.
And think about it, Jacob. We've seen a lot of good games already this year in the first 2 weeks and so forth. But, you know, the conference is all that matters, really, and that's where we are now. In Tennessee, and in this game against Florida, this could be a telltale game for either of them if they're going to have anything to do with the Southeastern Conference.
And then the final game we'll talk about is a big one in the SEC West, two 2-0 teams, and it is LSU taking the road to play Mississippi State. Now, we don't know much about Mississippi State. They haven't played stiff competition. LSU dismantled BYU, and of course they were able to beat Chattanooga with ease last week. So we don't know much about either of these teams, but here they are 2-0. What do you think going into this game?
Well, as it turns out, BYU might not be as good as we thought they might have been. So when
ever think they were going to be good.
I thought they would be. They usually put a good product on the field, but LSU handled them very well. But I'm not accepting the hype for Mississippi State yet either. This is where I can tell something. This is going to tell me something about both of these teams, whether either of them are going to have a really good year or whether they're going to muddle through the year.
Yeah, because if you're Mississippi State, you knock off LSU, you knock off LSU. I mean, that's not something to discount. But if you're LSU and you win, it's not a formality either. It's a road win on the SEC and the SEC West. So I think either team really benefits from a win.
I do think, Jacob, that a loss will be a harder blow to the stomach to the LSU Tigers than it would be to the Mississippi State.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. Be bad for Coach O. All right, quickly, we got about a minute left. Get your top four. I know that last week we saw Ohio State go down. You know, we've seen Clemson and Oklahoma kind of rise in people's minds. So I'm just going to get you to shoot off the hip here. What's your top four right now? I'm assuming you have Alabama number one. Who do you have behind them?
All right, I just say my top four is a top five.
Okay.
And it's Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, USC, and Penn State.
And Penn State, interesting. Alabama, Clemson. Yeah, so you're really giving a lot of value to those wins last week by Clemson and Oklahoma. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens in week three, and we'll look ahead to week four next week. Should be a good weekend of college football.